Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Congratulations on a 26-7 win over Stony Brook on Saturday. And we talked about last week facing another CA foe. You knew it was going to be a tough game. Was it as big a challenge as you thought it would be on Saturday?
It was just a really good college football game. And Stony Brook's had a great year. And they came in here, and I thought their kids really competed really really hard. Physical football team. Typical CAA football team, high quality opponent, and I thought it was just a great atmosphere for the game. The stadium was rocking pretty good, and both teams were really going at each other, and so it was just a great contest. And fortunately, we were able to make the plays when we needed to be able to find a way to take control of the ball game. And I thought our kids played just really hard all day long. So excited to get the win, and excited to be back in the quarterfinals.
I got a bunch of questions in queue, and Jane, if you'll get those for us, please.
Your next question comes from the line of David Thomas from ESPN. Major, your line is open.
Hey, Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Congratulations on the win on Saturday. I just have one question. In looking at film, I thought the physicality of your defensive backs against their receivers might be an advantage for you. Did you see that going in, and did that actually play out that way?
Well, I just thought that we were going to have to play really well on the back end. We tried to take away their run game, which had ran the ball just incredibly all year long, and we knew that was going to put a lot of pressure on those guys. And so, we really challenged them last week, and I thought they really responded. I thought they competed really hard all day long, and I thought it was that's probably the difference in the ball game, because coming into the game, I think that Carbone had thrown three interceptions all year coming into the game. He threw five on Saturday, and that was a credit to our defensive backs and the great job they did in coverage and our ability to generate some pressure up front.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Next question comes from the line of Greg Madia from Daily News Record. Line is open.
Hey, Mike. I got a chance to talk to both Brandon and Aaron after the game Saturday, and they both have been really significant contributors for you this year. So I was just kind of wondering, since they've been back, where have you seen the most growth from those two?
Well, I think the biggest thing with them is, there you have a couple of guys that had been significant contributors for us last year, and then to have all of a sudden football taken away from them, I think that really it causes you to realize and appreciate the opportunities you have in life. And I think just that, since they've been back, just the appreciation for the ability to go out and represent James Madison University and be able to compete, wearing that uniform, I think is something that they have just a tremendous appreciation for, and I think that's driven them. And I think they both, have responded and had really solid seasons.
And then just one more quick one, John Miller. Do you think he'll play? He'll be able to play on Friday?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Kickoff 7 o'clock Friday night. I'll let you know about 7:01.
Fair enough. Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Justin O'Connor from Richmond Times. Your line is open.
Hey, Mike, do you have a sense one game into postseason, the vibe of this team compared to last season, confidence level, strengths, weaknesses, mentally going in? Do you feel anything different than you did this time last year?
I think this is a determined bunch. I think that they have a determination to try to go out and play to the best of our ability every single week. And I think this group is very driven to get back to Frisco, Texas.
I could follow up. It looks like it might be in the 20s by kickoff on Friday night. Is there an advantage there for the Dukes or not necessarily playing a team from Utah? It sounds like it's going to be a little bit like Sam Houston State was last year.
Yeah, I would say that Weber State's fairly accustomed to playing in cold weather, so I don't know if there's going to be a drastic advantage for either team. I mean, but both teams, big, strong, physical, hard-nosed football teams. So it's you know, it's going to be kind of a perfect setting, you know, with Friday night and temperatures down around 20 degrees and possibly a little bit of some showers. It should be a great setting for college football.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of David Driver from Stafford Sun. Your line is open.
You know, most of their players, you know, come from California and Utah, and so coaching staff, a lot of West Coast roots. Any connections that you know of from recruiting against them? And sort of talk about the advantage of having a home field when, you know, they're going to have a short week and have to travel.
Well, I don't see any connections really between us and them when it comes to the recruiting or coaching staff. You know, they played Cal earlier this year, and, you know, Ross Bowers is the son of one of our former coaches, and we've got a strength coach who was with us last year that's on the Cal staff. So, you know, we've talked just a little bit about, you know, their matchup with them earlier in the season. But other than that, you know, there's not a real connection there. But, yeah, I mean, it's a short week. It's a short week for us. It's a short week for them. They do have to travel. Yeah, it's just part of it. You know, we had to deal with that last year when we went to Dakota State. So obviously we show that you can have a short week and have a long travel and still go out and play at a very high level on Friday night. So I would expect they're having the same attitude.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mike, you guys get five interceptions from five different guys on Saturday against the guy in Joe Carbone who had only thrown one since the first game of the season. What was the key to being able to do that?
I think the real key was just our ability to stop their run game. And then to, you know, generate some pressure back there on Carbone. You know, we played, I thought, pretty well in coverage. I thought our DBs were tight in the way they played the receivers' routes. So I think the throwing windows there were very, very small. That forces you to make very accurate passes. And so, you know, we were able to take advantage of some that weren't as accurate. And, you know, those turnovers were probably the biggest factor in the ball game as far as us winning.
One more question.
Yes, Jay. Your next question comes from the line of Dave Thomas from ESPN Radio. Your line is open.
Coach, I want to circle back around about their offensive and defensive lines of Weber State. How comparable they are to CAA teams. And I watched the game yesterday. When I look back at them, their physicality and the way that they move sort of reminded me of some of the teams we see in this league.
Yeah, I mean, big, strong physical front. You know, something you expect from a Delaware or New Hampshire, or a Maine, or somebody like that. You know, it's they have great size. You know, their two interior D tackles are really, you know, really good ball players, and the linebackers right behind them. I really think they're strong up the gut defensively. And you know, got the big guy, defensive player of the year in the corner there, who's an outstanding cover guy. So I think that they, you know, they are a West Coast version of a CAA-looking football team, no doubt.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of John O'Connor, Richmond Times. Your line is open.
Mike, can you share your thoughts on Cantwell, the quarterback? It's a 230-pound guy. You know, it looks like he runs the ball a lot out of that shotgun.
Right.
What are the challenges a guy like that presents?
Well, you know, the big thing with him is he's 25 years old. You know, he's older than probably some of my coaches, but you know, he's a experienced guy. You know, he's been through life. He's married, so you know, it's not a, you know, wet behind the ears 18-year-old freshman that we're playing, and this is a guy that's been through a lot in his life, and he's kind of found his niche there. We stayed first year as a starter, but you know, he's not standing all year, and I think he's really key to the offense. You know, whether it's throwing it or running. So he's the guy that makes them go. So I think that number one, he's going to get rattled. I don't think the atmosphere here will rattle him at all. I think he'll be very composed, and I think he'll be the biggest challenge is trying to stop him. And he's got some great weapons around him. They have an outstanding tight end, solid receiver core, and two really, really good running backs. So he'll be the challenge.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Mike, I want to sneak one in from our Twitter account. A fan, Jamie, wanted me to ask you about if you have any concerns about the short yardage offense and trying to pick up some of the short yardage that you've been able to get started.
Yeah, I thought our offense played very well on Saturday. You know, I thought we were playing a pretty challenging defensive football team in Stony Brook. And I thought our kids did a good job of executing and taking advantage of the things that were there. I think they obviously had, you know, put a huge commitment into stopping the run. I was excited to see Brian Shore in our receiving core respond with a big day throwing the football.
One more question. Hey, just talk about some keys for you on Friday night. Be able to beat Weaver as you've looked at them.
Well, I think the big key for us is just to continue to play solid football. You know, we didn't turn the ball over Saturday and forced five. You know, if you can do that, you're probably going to win most nights out. So there'll be a challenge. You know, they're a solid football team from top to bottom. They're outstanding on special teams. Big physical defense has given up very little as far as points all year long. And offensively, I think they're probably playing as well as they have all year. And I think, you know, probably the Southern Utah game was as complete of a ball game as they've played offensively against a quality opponent. So it's going to be a tremendous challenge. We're going to have to be extremely physical to match their physicality Friday night. We're going to have a great job taking care of the football and making plays in space when we have the opportunities. So it should be a great football game. And, you know, there's only eight teams left, so there's no bad ones left. And, you know, you're vying for a chance to play in the national semifinals, so there's a lot on the line.
Mike, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning. Good luck on Friday night, and hopefully we'll talk again next Monday.
Okay, thanks a lot. Look forward to talking to you hopefully next week. Take care.
All right, thanks. You too. Bye.